North Carolina within one. Early second half here in Atlanta. Winner goes to the ACC championship game tomorrow, 1 o'clock from Atlanta. We'll have it for you here on ESPN Radio. Long three, top of the key, taken by C.J. Williams. No good. The rebound put back up and in by Richard Howell, who was silent in the first half.
Well, silent scoring-wise, but that's at least his fourth offensive rebound. He is going in the glass.
Yeah, Howell's been a double figures the last two games. Foul away from the play again. The big guys have been banging down low. Officials keeping an eye on it.
Wolfpack foul, number 21.
It's on C.J. Williams.
That's his third
personal on C.J. Williams.
Howell's got 7 rebounds now, 4 offensive rebounds. And State has 11 second chance points. Carolina only 3.
North Carolina inbounds the basketball. Marshall gets it to Barnes, went to the basket, and it's blocked. And here comes NC State on a fast break. Johnson, nice drop back pass going to the hoop. It's off to Leslie for the two-hand jam. Nice little touch pass from...
The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation Sports presents high school state basketball.
42-41, pick and roll down low, 8 layups, it's on the rim and in. 7 for 8. First bucket of the second half.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
2-point ball game, 66-64. Baseball pass down the floor to Bloom. It's Bloom against Faye. Faye can't foul him. Bloom got the layup to go.
6 programs will hoist a state title trophy today, and you hear every game right here on ESPN Radio. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center Championship Saturday here on ESPN Radio. 2 championships have already been decided. We've got 4 to go. We've got the Class B State Championship game coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Today, Scott's Bluff. The Bearcats will take on the Cardinals out of South Sioux City. I'm Mike Will. I've got the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Our pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. South Sioux City coming in a record of 19 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Cardinals, the number one seed here in the Class B state tournament field. 19-6, they've got a couple of wins so far in the state tournament, knocking off Crete on Thursday, winning by the score of 57-42, and then beating Omaha Gross in the semifinals last night, winning by the score of 71-60. The Scotts Bluff Cardinals, they come in, rather, the Scotts Bluff Bearcats, they come in as the number 3 seed. They beat Aurora on Thursday, winning by the score of 62-59, and then upsetting Beatrice last night by the score of 61-60. A couple of teams that like to put points on the scoreboard. South Sioux City is averaging 73 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up just 59.2 on the defensive end, of course, led by Mike Gasell, who's a University of Iowa recruit who is averaging 24.8 points per ball game. He scored 39 points yesterday in the semifinals in that ball game against Omaha Gross. Scotts Bluff coming in, they're averaging 67.6 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 49.3 on the defensive end. And their leading scorer is Zachary Clemens, who is averaging 15 points and 6.4 rebounds per game. He's had a good state tournament so far, scoring 20 and 23 points respectively in the 2 ball games for the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. So a good matchup here in Class B. We've seen 2 great ball games so far at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in the first 2 ball games. And like we said, we got 4 games to go, and this one should be no different. Should be a shootout between 2 high-scoring teams, Scotts Bluff and the South Sioux City Cardinals, the Class B State Championship game today on ESPN Radio. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll come back and get you some more pregame information as we continue on Championship Saturday on ESPN Radio.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, the Class B State Championship game for you today here on ESPN Radio. In the two ball games so far, the Class C1 state title was won by Boys Town. They won their seventh state championship in their school's history as they hung on to beat Wahoo today by a score of 58-55 into the ball game just completed. It was a Class D1 state championship ball game. O'Neill St. Mary's comes back to beat Pawnee City in the championship game, winning by the score of 56-54. St. Mary's wins the state championship for the first time ever in their school's history, and they complete an undefeated season at 28 wins and no losses on the season. A matchup here today, South Sioux City, they're making their 11th state tournament appearance. They are going for their third straight state championship in boys high school basketball, winning the titles in 2010 and 2011. Meanwhile, Scotts Bluff, they're playing in their first state championship game in 57 years. Scotts Bluff, they've been here quite a bit in the state tournament. They have qualified 35 years now. Their last appearance was last year, but they have not won a state championship since 1955. They've got three state titles under their belt right now. They won the Class A state championship in 1941. They won the Class A state championship in 1952 and the Double A championship in 1955. So it's been a long drought here for the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. They finished runner-up in 1945 and in 1950. So 57 years, Scotts Bluff has not played for a state championship, and they'll try to turn the tide here today against a very good team in South Sioux City. Your starting lineup today brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll give the starters here for South Sioux City here today. Mike Gasell will be a starter. He's the University of Iowa recruit. We've heard so much about him. He's 6'2" senior. He is averaging 24.8 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Nathan Rogers is a 6'3" junior. Rogers is averaging 3.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Also getting a start will be a Sky Aldridge, a 6'1" junior. He is averaging 3.7 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Caden Moore is a 6'3" senior. Moore is averaging 8 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. And Taylor Jensen is the other starter, a 6'4" senior, averaging 2.9 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. South Sioux City, under head coach Terry Comstock, they come in with a record of 19 wins and 6 losses on the season. Their starters for the Scotts Bluff Bearcats here this afternoon. Again, the record is sitting at 24-3. It'll be Isaiah Castlewall getting a start, a 6'7" senior who is averaging 8.6 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Matthew Klein is a 6'1" junior. He is averaging 7 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Richard Williams is a 6-foot senior. He is averaging 13.9 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. Eric Marino is a 6'3" junior. He is averaging 11 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Scotts Bluff is going to be Zachary Clemens, a 6'5" senior, who is averaging 15 points and 6.4 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that can complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. So a great crowd on hand here, as you might expect, Championship Saturday at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We've had two consolation games already in the books here today. It was Huntington Cedar Catholic beating North Platte St. Pat's in the third place game in Class C2. Huntington Cedar Catholic with a 69-51 win today. The Class B consolation game went to Beatrice as they beat Omaha Groves by the score of 60-56. You're listening to coverage of the state high school basketball championships here today on ESPN Radio, 1550 KICS in Hastings and 1460 KXPN in Kearney. Our state tournament coverage is brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to your best. So the Class B State Championship ball game here today, South Sioux City and the Scotts Bluff Bearcats, really anxious to see Mike Gasell again. He played in the Heartland Hoops Classic earlier this year in those series of seven ball games we had at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Mike Gasell, the University of Iowa recruit, South Sioux City has lost six games so far this year. They've lost to Tempe out of Arizona when they played down there. In fact, they played four games down there. Lost to Tempe of Arizona, 82-72. They've lost to Mesa Mountain View out of Arizona, 73-61. They also have a loss to Lindbar out of Iowa, 81-62. They've lost to Norfolk, 88-86. A couple of other losses to Beatrice at 66-63, to Omaha Gross at 70-68. Since then, they have won seven games in a row, including two games here in the state tournament. Scotts Bluff has lost only three times this year, once to Norfolk, 77-70. They lost to Sydney, 56-54, and they lost to McCook, 57-46. Since then, they have won six games in a row, including two games here in the state tournament. So South Sioux City going to be dressed in the white jerseys here this afternoon, trimmed in red. Scotts Bluff in the black jerseys, trimmed and lettered in the red as Scotts Bluff will shoot to our basket to our left, and Scotts Bluff controls the opening tip. They'll pound the ball right inside. Now deep in the corner on the right side. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Richard Williams, and the rebound comes down here to South Sioux. Both of these teams will get up and down the floor. We expect to see a lot of points in the basketball games here this afternoon. As they get the ball on the wing on the right side, that's Sky Aldridge out on top. Taylor Jensen has got the ball. There's Gasell with the ball out here in three-point territory. As Scotts Bluff will play a man-to-man defense, drawing Gasell. It's going to be Richard Williams defensively. Gasell goes over to Moore. Moore just to the left of that side of the circle. Now to Sky Aldridge at the top of the key, trying to penetrate, loses control of the ball. Aldridge picks it back up. Now to Gasell, just underway here in the Class B State Championship game here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. No score between South Sioux and Scotts Bluff. Gasell goes down in the corner to the left side. That's Aldridge with the ball. Dribble penetration in the lane. Out to Moore for three. Shot no good. Rebound Gasell in the lane. He goes up. His shot's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Ball tapped around. It goes to the far sideline. It's picked up over there by South Sioux. Aldridge has got the ball. Out on top to Rogers. Back to the wing. There's a shot taken. No good by Moore. And the rebound comes down to Scotts Bluff. Clemens gets the rebound for the Bearcats as he runs her back the other way. No score between South Sioux and Scotts Bluff here this afternoon. Matthew Klein has got the ball, moves it down in the corner to Marino. Hits off the baseline, is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound South Sioux. Sky Aldridge gets the board. Here comes Gasell down the near sideline. Gasell pulls up at the top of the arc. Cross-court pass goes to Nathan Rogers for three. His shot is up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Scotts Bluff. Eric Marino with a board. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. Matthew Klein has got it now. Klein dribbling back to the center of the floor. Gets it out here to Isaiah Castellaw. Castellaw wearing that coveted number zero on his uniform here for Scotts Bluff. Bounce pass out on top again to Klein. Takes it to the right sideline. With the basketball over there is Eric Marino. Marino hangs on to it. Now gets it away. Here's Williams. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Castellaw. As the Scotts Bluff Bearcats get an offensive board there. They keep the ball in their offensive zone. Here's a Zachary Clemens with the ball. Left side of the lane. Powers the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. So Zachary Clemens takes the ball to the hole there for Scotts Bluff, and he is fouling the play. Caden Moore picks up the foul for South Sioux. That's going to be his first. And the first team foul on the Cardinals here in the first quarter of play. Going to the free throw line, Zachary Clemens for Scotts Bluff. He's averaging 15.2 points per ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. Clemens has had a good state tournament so far, 20 points in the game against Aurora on Thursday. Came back with 23 in the ball game against Beatrice last night in their 61-60 upset victory over the Orange. 1-0 is the score. Scott's Bluff with the lead. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to South Sioux. So here come the Cardinals back in the offensive zone. Gasell has got it, hesitates, now throws it down in the corner, jacking up a three down there in the deep right corner. Is Groth. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Zachary Clemens. So Austin Groth is into the ball game quickly here for South Sioux. There's a turnover. Ball is going to be intercepted there by Austin Groth as he comes back the other way, drives it all the way to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Scott's Bluff. Zachary Clemens gets the board quickly back the other way as Richard Williams drives for the basket. A whistle, and we got a foul call on the way in. We're going to have an offensive foul called here. It's going to go on Isaiah Castellaw. A blocking foul inside, and Castellaw, as Richard Williams is driving to the hole. So that's the first foul in Castellaw. That's the first team foul in the Bearcats. It's a 1-0 ball game. Scott's Bluff is out on top. 5:18 to play here in the first quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Class B state championship ball game for you today here on ESPN Radio between South Sioux City and Scott's Bluff. Deep in the corner to the right side is this guy, Aldridge. Brings it up high on the block, throws it out here between the circles. That's Groth with the ball. Moves it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Gasell out here as he dribbles with the ball. Now to the left side of the lane. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Richard Williams. Richard Williams brings the ball back now for Scott's Bluff. Hesitates, drives it, throws it down in the corner. Now out of bounds of the ball was Matthew Klein. He receives the ball deep in the left corner, but he was out of bounds. That's the second turnover on Scott's Bluff here in the ballgame. It'll be South Sioux coming back the other way. South Sioux went nearly 4 minutes without scoring here in the first quarter. It's a 1-0 ball game. Scott's Bluff has got the lead. Here's Gasell in the lane. Throws it over here on the wing to Groth. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound in the lane by Moore. Drops it down low. His shot is up and in. Moore gets the rebound down to Nathan Rogers. And Rogers lays it in. South Sioux's got the lead now. 2-1 is the score. 4:20 to play. So South Sioux nearly took 4 minutes without scoring there as they finally get on the board with a field goal by Nathan Rogers. Here's Scott's Bluff back the other way, driving, and the pass is going to be deflected, and the ball brought down here by Gasell. Long pass ahead. They get it down in the corner to Groth. He brings it up on the right side of the lane. Attacked out there by Scott's Bluff defense. Back out to Gasell. He drives the ball into the paint. A bounce pass is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Marino. Marino comes back the other way. Nice dish, driving for the basket, shooting and scoring. It's going to be Michael Haddon who's into the ball game for the first time. So Haddon gets the field goal, and Scott's Bluff goes out on top of the score, 3-2. Here comes South Sioux back the other way. Long-range jumper from the far side by Groth. It's going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side here by Zachary Clemens. Clemens will bring things up now for Scott's Bluff into the offensive zone, down the left sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. Here's the feed over here to Eric Marino as he hangs onto it here for the Bearcats. Out top to Klein, dribbles to the top of the key, throws it to the wing on the right side to Clemens, down in the corner to Williams. His shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Gasell. Gasell running her back the other way for South Sioux. Down the right side of the lane. Gasell looking for the shot, doesn't have it. Comes out to Nathan Rogers. Rogers now to Moore, dribbles down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's thrown down here. It's going to be out of bounds. Scott's Bluff tries to save it. Scott's Bluff tries to save it down there, but throws the ball out of bounds into the Meteor Road down here on the near sideline. And now it's going to be South Sioux playing the ball in. Right in front of us as playing the ball in for South Sioux will be Austin Groth. It's a 3-2 ball game. Scott's Bluff is out on top of South Sioux City here in the Class B state championship game. Gasell has got the ball around a couple of screens out here in three-point territory. Now to Austin Stark, who's into the ball game for the first time. Stark trapped along the right side, and now we got a reaching in foul here. Richard Williams is hit with the reaching in foul, and it's going to be the first foul on Richard Williams and the second team foul on Scott's Bluff. So Groth inbound the ball here on the near sideline. He gets it into Gasell as he dribbles with the ball to the left side, back down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper from the corner by Austin Groth. That's going to be no good. Offensive rebound and a traveling violation on Groth. Groth got the rebound and then leaves his feet and comes back down with it on the hardwood. So a traveling violation is called there in South Sioux. We got 2 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It is Scott's Bluff 3, South Sioux 2. In a game we expect to be a high-scoring affair, that's not been the case so far. South Sioux just 1 out of 10 from the field, and it's a Scott's Bluff 1 out of 5 from the field to get this ball game started. Here's Zachary Clemens, comes out to Castellaw, swings it on the left side down to Haddon with the ball out at the top of the key. That's Julian Garcia, who's into the ball game. Over here on the right side to Castellaw. That's a free throw line extended to the right side as they work it back around. Back inside, Castellaw has got it. He works it to the basket and shot up there at the end. Isaiah Castellaw gets loose and takes the ball and drops it down the bucket. And Scott's Bluff has now got a 5-2 lead over the Cardinals of South Sioux. Here comes Mike Gassell back. Dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up now to Stark. Stark at the top of the key, over to Gassell on the wing, on the left side, trying to penetrate. Scott's Bluff doing a good job right now against the Gassell. He's driving the layup as Moore is shot to be blocked down by Castellaw. And the rebound comes down to Zachary Clemens. He runs her back the other way, down in the corner. Scott's Bluff on the offensive attack, driving to the ball to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. That was Haddon missing the shot. And the rebound comes down to South Sioux. Down the left sideline, Gassell nearly lost it out of bounds. Mike picks her back up here for South Sioux. It's a 5-2 ball game. Scott's Bluff has got a three-point lead. Out on top now to Caden Moore. Down to Gassell on the far sideline, calling the play here against his Scott's Bluff man-to-man defense. Gassell at the top of the key, trying to take it down the lane. The ball is swatted loose and is picked up here by Scott's Bluff, running back the other way, driving layup. Good. Mike Haddon scores. And he is fouled into play. Mike Haddon with a couple of breakaway layups so far for Scott's Bluff. And he is fouled into play here. And Scott's Bluff has got a 7-2 lead. And Haddon will go to the free throw line as he is fouled into play. Caden Moore picks up the foul. That's the second foul on Moore. Team foul number two on South Sioux. So surprisingly, Scott's Bluff is out to a 7-2 advantage here over the Cardinals of South Sioux in the Class B state championship ball game. Haddon to the free throw line. He's got two field goals so far for 4 points. Shot is up there. It's good. Scott's Bluff converts on a three-point play. It's now an 8-2 ball game. South Sioux comes back with the ball. Here's Mike Gassell with it on the right side of the lane as he goes over there to Nathan Rogers. Rogers behind the screen now to a growth to the free throw line. Rogers now inside, twisting and turning. A shot up there by Taylor Jensen is no good. South Sioux tries to save it. It's out of bounds. And they give the ball to the Cardinals here. Last touch by Scott's Bluff. So it'll be South Sioux playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They are trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-2. Scott's Bluff with the lead. Here's Nathan Rogers. Rogers moves it down in the corner on the right side. That's a Gassell. Brings it up high on the block again. Gassell dribbling with the ball on the wing. Comes out here to a Nathan Rogers. Down in the corner, there's a three-pointer put up there. It's off of the front iron. No good by Groth. Offensive rebound by Jensen. Takes it down in the corner to Sky Aldridge. He drives the baseline. Puts it up there. He's hammered and a foul called. Sky Aldridge driving the ball to the goal there for South Sioux. He was fouled in a play. Now Aldridge will go to the free throw line here for the Cardinals of South Sioux City. Boy, South Sioux off to a slow start today. 1 out of 13 from the field to get things started. Aldridge to the free throw line. His shot is up there is good. He's had games of 14-10 so far here in the state tournament. South Sioux beating Crete on Thursday 57-42 and beating Omaha Gross last night in the semis 71-60. Sky Aldridge will have one more. His shot is up there is good. South Sioux looking for their third straight state championship here. They won it in 2010 and 2011 as they try to three-peat here today, but they're trailing in the ballgame now by a score of 8-4. Scott's Bluff has got the ball, 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Richard Williams back into the ballgame for Scott's Bluff, and now the Bearcats will go for the final shot here this first quarter. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Scott's Bluff just holding the ball across the midcourt stripe here. That's Haddon with the ball. Now the offense will start to work here. Haddon takes the ball down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gassell. Dribbles behind his back. Now throws it up from half court. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, South Sioux City trailing in the ball game to the Bearcats of Scott's Bluff. After one quarter, it's Scott's Bluff 8, South Sioux City 3. You're listening to Championship Saturday here at the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln on ESPN Radio.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Our back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. State tournament coverage brought to you in part by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. South Sioux City in the first quarter, 1 out of 13 for 7% from the field. They missed all 7 of their 3-point field goals. Scott's Bluff, 3 out of 9 from the field for 33%. They're 0 out of 3 from 3-point range. South Sioux, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. It was Scott's Bluff hitting 2 out of 3 free throws in that first quarter. 12 rebounds for South Sioux City, 7 for the Scott's Bluff Bearcats. Scott's Bluff has got the lead 8-4 here over South Sioux in the Class B State Championship game. There's Gassell driving down the lane. His shot is up and in. A running one-hander down the lane by Mike Gassell. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He went scoreless in the first quarter for the South Sioux City Cardinals. There's a Matthew Klein down in the corner to Williams for three. His shot good. Richard Williams knocks down the three from deep in the left corner for the Scott's Bluff Bearcats, and Scott's Bluff goes out on top by a score of 11-6 here in this one. There's a Gassell with the ball again down the left sideline. Stops on the wing over there behind the screen from Jensen. Moves it to the top of the key. Stops and pops. The shot is up there. It's good. Mike Gassell, who went scoreless in the first quarter, has got a couple of buckets in the first 45 seconds here of quarter number two. It's now 11-8. South Sioux down by three. Richard Williams running one-hander down the baseline. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound comes down to Jensen. Taylor Jensen with a rebound here for South Sioux, and he is hacked in backcourt. Richard Williams picks up the foul for Scott's Bluff. That's going to be his second. So two fouls on Williams, a third team foul on Scott's Bluff here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be South Sioux playing the ball in here in backcourt. 7 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. As Mike Gassell will bring the ball back now for South Sioux. Free throw line extended left side behind the screen from Jensen. Same play as he takes it inside the free throw circle, and the same result. Mike Gassell gets the field goal. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. And just like that, Scott's Bluff has got a 1-point lead at 11-10. There's a shot from deep in the left corner. Shot up and in. A three-pointer by Eric Marino. Marino bangs one home there from deep in the left corner for Scott's Bluff. It's now a 14-10 ball game. The Bearcats leading by three here. Here's Gassell back now for South Sioux, dribbling with the ball. Being attacked out there now by Castellaw. He has to get rid of it. Moves it over on the left side. That's Nathan Rogers. Now to Gassell again on the wing. Mike Gassell dribbling with the ball here for South Sioux. Gassell still dribbling. Comes out into three-point territory. Two-handed pass goes to the far side to Rogers. His shot is up there and in a three-pointer. Nathan Rogers nails a three-pointer from right in front of the Scott's Bluff bench. And now the Bearcats come back the other way. The ball tipped out of bounds. Nathan Rogers gets his hands on it defensively at the other end. So it's going to be Scott's Bluff inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. We got 6 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the second quarter, 14-13. Scott's Bluff has got a 1-point lead. Castellaw has got the ball over here in 3-point territory. Reverses it, gets it to Clemens. Clemens down to Klein. Klein holds the ball, dribbles once, sends it down in the corner. That's Haddon with the ball. Michael Haddon, bounce pass out here to Eric Marino. Comes across the top to Matthew Klein. Back here to Michael Haddon as he moves it down to the left side here. Marino has got the ball on the near sideline. Marino comes out to Matthew Klein. Klein comes out into three-point territory. They reverse the ball again. Comes to the left side. Castellaw down in the corner. Three-pointer by Marino. No good. Rebound comes down to Gassell for South Sioux. And now the Cardinals can pull ahead here with a 2-point field goal. Gassell has got the ball twisting and turning on the left side of the lane. Comes out on top to Rogers. Now right side. Here's Groth. His shot is up there. Good. Three-pointer. Austin Groth nails the tray. And now for the first time, the Cardinals have got the lead here in this one, 16-14. It comes with 5:08 to play here in quarter number two. Castellaw shot to be blocked from behind. The scramble is on. The ball is loose and is picked up here by Scott's Bluff. Bearcats maintain control. Matthew Klein has got it. Then he has the basketball stripped away by Gassell. Long pass down the floor to Groth. His shot is up there and in. Austin Groth hits a 3-2 on back-to-back possessions. We've got a timeout, Scott's Bluff. South Sioux has now opened up an 18-14 lead over the Bearcats. We've got a timeout with 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. South Sioux 18, Scott's Bluff 14.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Our state tournament coverage on ESPN Radio today brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the second quarter. South Sioux is now out on top of Scott Bluff on a score of 18-14. It was 8-4 in favor of Scott Bluff at the end of the first quarter. Castellaw works the ball inside. Turnaround jumper by Clemens is going to be blocked. The ball is loose, and it's going to be saved here by Scott Bluff out near the 10-second line. That's Matthew Klein, comes down the near sideline to Eric Marino. Back out on top to Castellaw, down in the corner. Michael Haddon takes off, goes toward the goal. His shot is up there, no good, but he's hammered on the play. Haddon has got a couple of field goals here in this ball game. He's got 5 points, and now he is fouling a play here. Mike Gasell picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first, team foul number 3 on South Sioux. Haddon goes to the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the ball game, averages 6.8 on the season. His shot is up there, is good. Michael Haddon in the two tournament games so far, 18-11, 18 against the Aurora Huskies. Scored 11 points in the semifinals last night. Off to a good start today. He's got 6 points. He'll have another shot. It's up there and in. 18-16 now. South Sioux has got the lead in the Class B state championship ball game here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Boys Town won earlier today in Class C1. And O'Neill St. Mary's wins the state championship in Class D1. This is the third game of six here today at the Sports Center. There's a Caden Moore with the ball. Drives the ball to the goal. The shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound, and a foul is called. Castellaw had it, and I think it was hit there by Taylor Jensen. Yeah, Jensen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 5 called on South Sioux City here in this first half of play. And it's going to be Scott's Bluff playing the ball in. That's going to be team foul number 4 on South Sioux here in this first half. Haddon works the ball down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Clemens. Ball is tipped out. It's picked up here by Gasell. Running back the other way for South Sioux. 2-on-2. Gasell, left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes out on top. There's Rogers for 3. Shot no good. Long rebound comes out here to Eric Marino. Marino runs back the other way for Scott's Bluff to Haddon now. He drives the ball into the lane, loses control of the dribble, gets it out to Matthew Klein. Klein now to Marino as they reverse the ball, takes it back to Haddon over on the far sideline. A lot of room over there, but he won't take the three-pointer. They work it back around to the left wing. A shot by Klein is going to be no good. Rebound Jensen, and he's hacked from the play. So we got a personal foul called here on Scott's Bluff with 3:27 to play in the first half. 18-16, the Cardinals have the lead over the Bearcats. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Clemens. Zachary Clemens picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Bearcats. 18-16, South Sioux with the lead here over Scott's Bluff for the Class B state title here. Here's a Mike Gasell with the ball. Gasell moves it over here on the right side to a Groth. Groth inside the free throw circle, leaves it out on top to Nathan Rogers. Rogers now to Gasell. His three-pointer is an air ball. Jensen tries to save it. He does it right in the hands of Eric Marino. So Gasell throws up a rare air ball now as the Scott's Bluff fans get on him. Eric Marino comes back the other way for the Bearcats. Bounce pass to Matthew Klein on the right sideline. Klein, two-handed pass, back door. Nice shot! Michael Haddon goes up and scores. Haddon now at 9 points in the ballgame. They go back door, the old alley-oop there. Scott's Bluff scores. Here's Gasell. It's got to be blocked down, picked up by Rogers. Rogers down in the corner now to Sky Aldridge. His shot off the baseline is no good, but the foul is called. We are tied up at 18 points apiece now, but South Sioux will go to the free throw line. Foul in the play here. Isaiah Castellaw picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. It's going to be South Sioux going to the free throw line here. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We're tied up at 18 points apiece. To the free throw line is Sky Aldridge, and his shot is up there. No good. Aldridge averaging 3.7 on the season. 1.8 rebounds. He's had games of 14-10 so far in the state tournament. A 6'1" junior for South Sioux. Next shot is up there is good, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it is now a 19-18 ball game. There's a steal now by Gasell. He comes back the other way. His driving layup is no good, but we got a foul called. Matthew Klein was back there defensively for Scott's Bluff, and he's going to be hit with a personal foul. And Gasell will go to the free throw line. The Bearcats turn the ball away for the fourth time here in the first quarter, or first half of play. And Gasell will go to the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game so far. Averages 24.8. His shot is up there is good. One of the better players that come along in a long time here in the state of Nebraska. Had 39 points in the ball game against Omaha Gross yesterday. Second shot is up there is good, so Gasell hits a couple of free throws. He's got 8 points all in the second quarter. 21-18 now. Driving the baseline, a shot is up there and in. That's Michael Haddon taking the ball from the left corner to the goal. He's got 11 points here in the first half, keeping the Bearcats in this thing. 21-20 is the score. South Sioux with the lead. Mike Gasell with the ball, being pressured out here in three-point territory. Moves it down in the corner. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Groth. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. No good. And a rebound comes down here to Jensen. Keeps it alive for South Sioux. Out on top, that's Gasell with the ball. Being pressured out here by Richard Williams. Out near the 10-second line. Gasell now dribbles to the top of the key. Backs her on out and will run the offense here for South Sioux. A minute and 46 seconds to play in the second quarter. They run the offense. That's Austin Groth. He takes the ball in the paint. He dumps it down low to Jensen, and he's hammered on the play as Taylor Jensen goes up for the shot. He is fouled in the play here, and Jensen will go to the free throw line now for South Sioux. So a personal foul can be whistled there on the Scotts Bluff Bearcats, and the Taylor Jensen will go to the line. It's Eric Marino picking up the foul. That's going to be his first. Jensen's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Bishop Newman has beaten Minden in the consolation game in Class C1, 70-51. So Minden ends the season with a couple of losses here. Losing yesterday to Wahoo and losing today to Bishop Newman. Second shot is up there. It's good by Taylor Jensen. So it's one out of two from the free throw line. 22-20. South Sioux City has got the lead over Scotts Bluff here in the Class B state championship ball game. Scotts Bluff with the ball. That's a Garcia who's back in the ball game. Garcia out to a Marino out here in three-point territory. Runs over here to a Richard Williams. Now back outside, a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be short there by Eric Marino. The rebound comes down to a Gasell. Gasell back the other way for South Sioux, driving the ball down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. Mike Gasell has now got 10 points in the ball game, all in the second quarter. And the Cardinals have a 24-20 advantage here. 1:05 to play in the second quarter. Left side, Richard Williams. He throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be off of the mark, no good, and the ball goes up over the glass. Out of play. Your high school basketball coverage on ESPN Radio today is brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River, and by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. So we're down to 52.5 seconds to play. It's going to be South Sioux inbounding the ball, and they'll come back into the offensive zone, and South Sioux will go for the final shot here of the second quarter with the Cardinals out on top by a score of 24-20. So they have to burn 30 seconds here before they get in their offense, and you can bet that Mike Gasell will have a part of it as Nathan Rogers just hangs onto the ball out here just across the 10-second line. We're down to 30 seconds to play, and right now Scott Bluff just content. Sneaking out there is going to be Zachary Clemens. Rogers has still got the ball. Now to Gasell with 20 seconds to go. Gasell dribbles to the far sideline. Gasell has still got it. Backs it down the sideline. Takes the ball down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Richard Williams. Williams runs her back the other way. Down the left sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Now feeds down in the corner. Here's Haddon for three. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Rogers. His outlet pass is tipped away. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here in the Class B state championship ball game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. An entertaining ball game here at South Sioux City. Scores 21 points there in the second period. And they've got the lead over Scotts Bluff at halftime at South Sioux City, 24, Scotts Bluff 20. You're listening to the Class B state championship game today on ESPN Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, the Class B State Championship game on ESPN Radio. And it is South Sioux City with the lead over Scotts Bluff. The score here at the break is South Sioux 24 and Scotts Bluff 20. Bearcats went much the first quarter of play here this afternoon. In fact, they got out to an 8-2 lead in that first quarter. South Sioux hitting the final shot of the first period. It was 8-4 at the end of one. Scotts Bluff got out to an 11-6 lead in the second quarter. And South Sioux comes back to pull within 1 point at 11-10. South Sioux went ahead for the first time at 16-14 with 5:08 to play. And the largest lead of this first half has been where we're at right now, 24-20, with South Sioux out on top of the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. Leading the way in scoring for South Sioux is Mike Gasell. He's got 10 points, all 10 in the second quarter. Michael Hatton has got 11 points for the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. So another entertaining ball game here, the third game of six here today at Championship Saturday at the Sports Center. Class B state title game. South Sioux has got the lead over Scotts Bluff by a score of 24-20. You're listening to the halftime show here today on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Again, at halftime, South Sioux City has got the lead over Scotts Bluff by a score of 24-20. We'll come back and check the numbers right after this.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. With over 30 years under our belt, we know that winter road conditions lead to more accidents than any other weather we see here in central Nebraska.
Simply put, there is no one else I trust. Eustis Body Shop has a great reputation for quality work, and they earn that reputation.
Be careful, as road conditions can turn for the worse in a hurry. But if you get into an accident, always remember, call us for a tow. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. At halftime, it is 24-20. South Sioux has got the lead over Scotts Bluff here this afternoon. Checking the scoring in the first half, Michael Hatton is leading the way for Scotts Bluff. He has got 4 field goals, and he is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. This is a guy who's been averaging 6.8 points per ball game on the season. He's had a great first half here. He scored 11 points. And so far in the tournament, 18-11 in the two previous ball games, so he's well above his season average and having a good showing here in the state tournament. 11 points at halftime. Other than that, not a whole lot for Scotts Bluff here in the first half. Richard Williams has knocked down a three-pointer for his only score in the ball game. Eric Marino has knocked down a tray for 3 points. Isaiah Castellaw has got a field goal for 2, and Zachary Clemens has got 1 free throw and 2 attempts for 1 point. Scotts Bluff 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Turnovers, Scotts Bluff has got 6 on the board officially here at halftime. South Sioux City, they have got only 2 turnovers here in the first half of play. They're hitting 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Leading scorer is Mike Gasell. He has got 10 points in the ball game. Gasell all 10 in the second quarter as he went scoreless in period number 1 today. He comes back and gets a couple of quick field goals to start off the second quarter. He's added 2 cents. He's got 2 free throws. So Mike Gasell has got 10 points in the ball game here for South Sioux City. Nathan Rogers has got 5 points. He has got a 2-point field goal and a 3-point goal. Austin Groth also a 3-point field goal and a 2-pointer for his 5 points. Sky Aldridge is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for 3. And Taylor Jensen, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 1 point. So South Sioux out on top of Scott's Bluff here this afternoon, the Class B State Championship ball game. The score at halftime is 24-20. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here today on ESPN Radio. We'll have more in 1 minute.
It's GMC Truck Month at your GMC dealer in Kearney, Killian Motors. Come check out the 2012 GMC Sierra. No other 400 horsepower plus V8 truck can match its fuel economy. Or take a look at the 2012 Denali with its signature honeycomb front grille, 20-inch chrome wheels, and Bose center point surround sound system. It's awesome. GMC Truck Month is on at Killian Motors, 8th and Central Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Scott Fluff trailing South Sioux City here at halftime with a score of 24-20. The shooting numbers in the first half of play. South Sioux hitting 8 out of 26 from the field for only 30.8%, but they've got a 4-point lead. Scott Fluff 7 out of 23 in the first half for 30.4%. On three-pointers, South Sioux City just 2 out of 12 for 16%. Scott Fluff is 2 out of 10 for 20%. For the free throw line, South Sioux City is 6 out of 8 for 75%, and Scott's Bluff is 4 out of 5 for 80%. Rebound, South Sioux City has got 21. Scott's Bluff has got 14 in here in the first half. Offensive rebounds, we've got South Sioux with 8 and Scott's Bluff with 4. Turnovers, Scott's Bluff has got 6 here in the first half, only 2 for South Sioux City. Scott's Bluff has got 1 block shot and 2 steals. South Sioux City has got 2 block shots and 4 steals. So again, South Sioux City has got the lead over Scott's Bluff here at halftime. The score is 24-20. The numbers so far on Mike Gasell, the University of Iowa basketball recruit, he has got 10 points at halftime. He is 4 out of 8 from the field, 0 out of 1 from 3-point territory, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has grabbed 7 rebounds here in the first half. He's got 1 on offense and 6 on defense. 10 points scored. He's got 2 assists and 1 block shot and 3 steals in 16 minutes of play, as he did not get off of the floor for South Sioux City there in the first half of play. He's a leading rebounder, by the way, for South Sioux. And the leading rebounder for Scott's Bluff here in the first half was Zachary Clemens. He has got 6 boards here in the first half and 1 point. Eric Marino has got 4 rebounds and 3 points for the Bearcats. So again, our score at halftime, it is Scott's Bluff trailing South Sioux City by the score of 24-20. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. We'll get more right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
All right, back here at halftime, the Class B State Championship game today here on ESPN Radio. South Sioux City has got the lead over Scott's Bluff by the score of 24-20. Scott's Bluff led 8-3 after the first quarter of play, South Sioux outscoring Scotts Bluff 21-12 there in the second quarter. And the Cardinals of South Sioux have got the lead here at halftime by 4, 24-20, as they seek their third straight state championship in boys high school basketball. Again, for Scotts Bluff, this is a team that has been to the state tournament a number of times. In fact, this is their 35th year they've been here in the state tournament, but they're playing for the state championship for the first time in 57 years here this afternoon. So Scotts Bluff putting up a good show here today against South Sioux City. They're trailing here at halftime by a score of 54-50. Checking what's going on in the state tournament so far. The Class A state championship game will be played at 6:30. Actually, yeah, 6:30 tonight will be the scheduled tip-off time. It'll be Omaha South taking on Omaha Central. Omaha South beat Papillion La Vista in the semifinals last night, 63-51. Omaha Central rolling past Lincoln North Star, 67-47. Those two teams will play at 6:30 tonight. We're in the Class B state championship game here. South Sioux City has got the lead over Scotts Bluff at halftime. The score is 24-20. Class C1 was decided earlier today as Boys Town knocked off Wahoo. An exciting ball game here at the Sports Center. 58-55 was the final score there as Boys Town won their seventh state championship for boys basketball. Boys Town winning today 58-55. And winning scorer for Boys Town in the ball game today was Devin Watts as he scores 20 points. Shannon Moon had 10. Winning scorer for Wahoo today was Casey Brown as he scores 15 points in the ball game. The Boys Town wins the Class C1 state championship with a win 58-55 over Wahoo in the championship game. Class C2 will go at 4:30 this afternoon. That'll be the first game of the second session. It'll be Ravenna taking on Lutheran High Northeast. Ravenna knocked off Hardington Cedar Catholic in the semifinals yesterday, winning by the score of 79-50. And Lutheran High Northeast winning over North Platte St. Pat's 58-51. So Ravenna plays at 4:30 this afternoon. We'll have the game on ESPN Radio in addition to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Class D1 was decided earlier today. O'Neill St. Mary's won their first ever state championship in boys basketball as they beat Pawnee City by a score of 56-54. O'Neill St. Mary's completes a 28-0 season there with a victory this afternoon. St. Mary's was led by Adam Moon as he scored 20 points in the ball game today. Tate Sybil had 15 and Tyler Timmerman had 11 points. Leading scorer for Pawnee City in the ball game this morning was Chase Grizzle as he scores 13 points. Again, St. Mary's winning the Class D1 state championship 56-54 over Pawnee City. The Class D2 state championship will be decided tonight at 8:30. It'll be Giltner taking on Howells. A matchup of the two top-seeded teams in Class D2. Giltner knocks off Why Not last night by a score of 49-38. And Howells winning over Loomis by a score of 45-28. So Giltner will be seeking their second straight state championship in boys basketball. The Hornets will play Howells at 8:30 tonight. That game will be here on ESPN Radio. In addition to the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've had some consolation games played today as well. In Class B, it was Beatrice taking home third place as they beat Omaha Groves by the score of 60-56. Bishop Newman beat Minden in the third place game in Class C1. Bishop Newman over Minden today, 70-51, as the Whippets drop their final two ball games of the season. And in Class C2, the consolation game went to Hardington Cedar Catholic as they beat North Platte St. Pat's by the score of 69-51. So again, we're at halftime here at the Class B state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. It is Scotts Bluff trailing the Cardinals of South Sioux City by a score of 24-20. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. We've got the second half coming up. Stay with us.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
At athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, getting set for the second half Class B State Championship game for you today. Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to your best. As we start the second half, here's Matthew Klein driving to the basket and scoring there for Scott's Bluff. Just like that, the Bearcats are back within 2 points, 24-22, as Matthew Klein gets the field goal. That's his first score of the ball game for the Cats. South Sioux City has got the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Here in the second half of play, as we view it from the side court here at the Sports Center, Mike Cassell has got the ball. He's got 10 points in the ball game, all 10 in the second quarter for South Sioux. There's Moore with the ball now. Caden Moore out here in three-point territory. He holds the ball. Moore looking. Finally comes over here to the near side. Nathan Rogers has got it. Out to Cassell. Top of the key. Cassell trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it over on the far side. That's Aldridge. He takes the ball to the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Aldridge trying to take the ball to the goal. It goes out of bounds here. That's going to be Scott Bluff basketball. Into the ball game now is going to be Austin Groth. And coming out for South Sioux is going to be Taylor Jensen. So just underway here in the second half, about a minute in. Scott's Bluff can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. They shoot here right in front of us. Eric Marino has got the ball. Marino out here in three-point territory. Marino finally gets the ball away. It's going to be tipped. It goes into the corner. Moore saves it, and a turnover there on Scott's Bluff. That's their seventh of the ball game. Here comes Gasell back the other way for South Sioux. Near sideline to Groth, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Aldridge. Sky Aldridge with the ball on the dribble. Takes it to the far sideline. Top of the key. Now to Moore. Drives it down the right side of the lane. A whistle traveling violation. Traveling violation called there in South Sioux. Scott Bluff will come back the other way. End of the ball game now for the Bearcats. It's going to be Michael Haddon. He had 11 points in the first half there for Scott Bluff, so he's back into the ball game. Scott Bluff Bearcats can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. It's 24-22. South Sioux has got the lead. Matthew Klein has got it down in the corner. Shot for three is up there and in. Eric Marino throws up his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And Scott Bluff has now got the lead 25-24 with 6:15 to play here in the third quarter. Here's South Sioux City driving down the lane, a running one-hander by Groth. That's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Klein. Matthew Klein has got it for Scott Bluff. He has his pocket picked here by Moore as he gets the ball downfield, a down court to Nathan Rogers, and he stuffs one home. Nathan Rogers stuffs one home there for South Sioux. That's the eighth turnover on Scott Bluff as Moore, Caden Moore steals the ball away right at the 10-second line. And Nathan Rogers finishes it off with a stuff down here on the other end. 26-25. There's a long-range jumper up and in. Eric Marino throws up another tray, a three-pointer for Scott Bluff. And the Bearcats are out on top now with a score of 28-26 here in the third. Down in the corner is going to be Aldridge. Drives the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked down. Gets his own ball back. Goes back up. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to a Scott Bluff. And the ball going to be tipped out of bounds there. A rebound there by Marino. He tried to send it back down in the corner to Klein, and the ball knocked out of bounds there by South Sioux. So it's going to be Scott's Bluff basketball. The Bearcats have got the lead 28-26, looking for their first state championship in 57 years here this afternoon. And Scott's Bluff going toe-to-toe here with what many people consider the obvious choice to win the Class B state championship in South Sioux City. There's a lob pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Clemens, but he picks it back up in the left corner. Back out on top. Here's Williams. A shot for three. Bingo! Richard Williams knocks down his second three-pointer. He's got 6 points. Scott Bluff has got the lead, and we've got a timeout. South Sioux City wants to call a timeout, and Scott Bluff, red hot here, coming out of the locker room at halftime. They've got their biggest lead now. Here in the second half with 5:07 to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Scott Bluff 31, South Sioux City 26.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part on ESPN Radio by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. Scott's Bluff with a lead here. 31-26, and now South suits in. He turns the ball away. Trying to drive the ball to the goal on the right side of the lane as Gassell loses the ball out of bounds. That's only the third turnover on South Sioux here in the ballgame. 31-26, Scott's Bluff has got the lead here. They jumped out to an 8-2 lead in the first quarter. But they trailed at halftime 24-20, but some hot shooting here. They've nailed a couple of three-pointers here in this third quarter. They've got the lead 31-26. They found the ball right side of the lane. That's Haddon. Comes back out on top of three-pointer. In and out, no good by Williams. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down here by Jensen. Jensen gets into the hands of Gassell, running back the other way for South Sioux. Spins left side of the lane, takes it into the lane. His shot is up there, it's no good. And the rebound comes down to Zachary Clemens. His pass down to floor is going to be intercepted. Turnover number 9 on Scott's Bluff. Here comes South Sioux back. Groth got the interception, brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Rogers on the baseline. Entry pass, he'll be knocked away. It's going to be picked up by Scott's Bluff. Second turnover on the last two possessions here for South Sioux. There's a shot in the lane, back the other way. Matthew Klein scores in the lane. He's got 4 points, and Scott's Bluff has got the lead, 33-26, a 7-point lead now for the Bearcats. Gassell angling, takes the ball to the free throw line, kicks it over to Groth as he drives the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. Groth knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called here on the Scott's Bluff. It's going to go. Well, let's see, we're going to have a personal foul call, and we're going to have some free throws coming up here for South Sioux. Austin Groth will go to the free throw line. They'll have two shots here. Groth has got 5 points in the ball game, and his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, and it's going to be no good. Groth will have another one. Groth did not score in the ball game against Crete on Thursday, but came back with 11 points in the contest against Gross last night in the semifinals. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's now a 33-27 ball game. Scott's Bluff has got the lead. Bearcats working the ball here in backcourt. Marino has got it for Scott's Bluff. Hands it away. Here's Matthew Klein. Hustles into the offensive zone. Moves it over into the left wing. Got a Richard Williams. Contact made out here, and a foul is going to be called. A foul going to go on South Sioux out here. In three-point territory goes to Austin Groth. A non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Scott's Bluff playing it in off of the far sideline. Matthew Klein has got the ball out here. As he dribbles with the ball out top against this guy, Aldridge. Moves it over to the right side to Haddon. Drops the ball down low, and his shot is up and in. The shot is up and in. That's Zachary Clemens getting the field goal there for Scott's Bluff. And the Bearcats now lead by a score of 35-27 here in the ballgame. Michael Haddon got the assist on that one for Scott's Bluff. Here's a Moore. He drops the ball down low to the left baseline to Rogers. He goes up, and he's hammered on the play. But Nathan Rogers will go to the free throw line now for the South Sioux City Cardinals. Clemens picks up the personal foul here for Scott's Bluff. That's going to be his third foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Nathan Rogers for South Sioux City. He's got 7 points in the ballgame. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Nathan Rogers will have one more for South Sioux. Rogers, a 6'3" junior, is averaging 3.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Into the ballgame now for South Sioux City is going to be Taylor Jensen. Rogers will have one more shot here. It's up there and good. Leads 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The Scott's Bluff lead is now 7 points at 35-28. We're in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here's a Michael Haddon with the ball down in the corner. That's a Castellaw who's back into the ball game now for Scott's Bluff. Looks the baseline, spins, takes the ball on the way. It's not good. Nice move there to the hole by Isaiah Castellaw of Scott's Bluff. That's his second field goal of the ball game. And the Bearcats have a 9-point lead over South Sioux. It is 37-28. Now we got a whistle out here, and a foul is going to be called. As the Cardinals, again, we're trying to attack the basket. The foul is going to be called on Michael Haddon. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 1 on the Bearcats here in this second half of play. Sound shooting situation. So South Sioux will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. You're listening to the Class B State Championship game today here on ESPN Radio. Mike Gassell with the ball over on the wing on the left side to Groth. Takes the ball into the paint. It's not going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought down here by Scott Bluff running back the other way. Eric Marino gets the ball to Haddon. Drives the baseline. The shot is good, but we got a foul, I think, before the shot. It's going to be an offensive charging foul on Haddon. A collision down here just the left side of the goal. Haddon is hit with an offensive charging foul, so the bucket will not count. That's the second foul on Haddon. A turnover on Scott's left, their 10th of the ball game. And here comes Gasol back the other way now for South Sioux City. 37-28. Scott's Bluff has got the lead here over the top-seeded Cardinals from South Sioux. That's Austin Groth with the ball. Takes it to the right sideline to Moore. Moore out to a Gasol behind the screen. Trying to drive the ball. Can't do it. Stops here at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and in. Nathan Rogers scores. Nice pass there by Gasol. In addition to his scoring, Gasol is also averaging 7.3 assists per ball game. He gets one right there as they get the field goal. And it's now 37-30. It's a Scott's Bluff out on top by 7 points here in the third. We're under 2 minutes to play. Out on top, here's Marino for three. Shot good. Eric Marino is throwing down 4 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 12 points. South Sioux now trailing by 10. It's 40-30. Gasol trying to drive it to the basket, and he's fouling a play. Boy, Scott's Bluff have come out on fire here in the second half. They've scored 20 points already here in quarter number three. They've got the lead over South Sioux City. It's 40-30. A 1:45 left. Foul went on Michael Haddon there for Scott's Bluff. That's going to be his third. So Gasol has got the ball now on the right sideline, dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Gasol dribbling with the ball, takes it one-on-one, and he gives it up now. Comes across the top to Nathan Rogers. Down in the corner, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Aldridge. Ball poked away from Aldridge. And it's picked up here by Castlewall. Castlewall has got it now to a Matthew Klein. Here comes Klein. He throws it out here to Eric Marino to the far sideline. Now down in the corner. Williams shot the three. It's good. Richard Williams throws up another three-pointer. And we got a timeout from South Sioux. Scott's Bluff is 7 out of 16 on three-pointers in the ballgame. And the Bearcats have opened up a 13-point lead over South Sioux City. 1:11 to play here in the third quarter. We've got a timeout with a score of Scott's Bluff 43, South Sioux City 30.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. to see a video.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Scott's left 5 out of 6 on three-pointers here in the second half. Knocked down 5 trays and it's 43-30. There's a pass inside. South Sioux turns the ball away. Trying to get it inside to Cade Moore and they threw it over his head. That's 5 turnovers on South Sioux City. So 5 three-pointers for Scott's Bluff here in the third quarter alone. Scott's Bluff now hitting 7 out of 16 from three-point territory for 43%. 16 out of 33 from the field today for 48%. South Sioux just 10 out of 36 from the field and 2 out of 14 from three-point territory. Scott's Bluff with a 13-point lead, 43-30. Scott's Bluff with the basketball in their offensive zone. Haddon has got the ball to Klein. His shot is going to be, or at least the pass, goes ricocheting off of the glass. It goes out of bounds. This pass evidently deflected away, so Scott's Bluff will inbound the ball down here in the corner. Michael Haddon will play things in. Richard Williams here, free throw line extended right side, lobs it in the lane. Clemens, turnaround, jumper is up there and in. Zachary Clemens has got 5 points in the ball game. Unbelievable. 45-30. South Sioux being rattled here in this third quarter. They've got a 15-point deficit now to make up. Gasell comes over here to Nathan Rogers. Rogers to Sky Aldridge. Now to Gasell. Takes the ball inside the free throw circle. Back down in the corner. There's Aldridge with the ball. He spins down the baseline, and he fouls. He'll be called. Scott Fluff wanted a jump ball. They didn't get it. Sky Aldridge fouled on the play there. Now Sky will go to the free throw line for South Sioux City. 45-30. Scott Fluff has got a 15-point lead over South Sioux. Going to the free throw line is going to be Aldridge. He is 3 out of 3 there so far this afternoon. Aldridge will have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Okay, we got one more. 19.5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's the Class B State Championship game today on ESPN Radio. Next shot is up there. It's good, so he hits 1 out of 2. The last foul went on Matthew Klein. That's going to be his second. So Scott Bluff will come back the other way. They've now got a 14-point lead at 45-31. Eric Marino with the ball. Down to 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Driving ball toward the goal is going to be Klein. His shot's going to be no good. Klein had the rebound. Lost it. It's picked up here. Tip shot no good by Marino. And now the ball is recovered here by South Sioux, and time runs out. Three quarters in the books here in the Class B State Championship ball game. Scott Bluff just 8 minutes away from winning their first state championship in 57 years here this afternoon. Scott Bluff has got the lead. It's the Bearcats 45, South Sioux City 31. You're listening to the Class B State Championship game today on ESPN Radio.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're earned. Leather to a Nicola. It's not good.
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
So Scott's Bluff uses 5 three-pointers in the third quarter alone. They scored 25 points in the third. In fact, they outscored South Sioux City 25-7. And Scott's Bluff has now got a 45-31 lead over South Sioux as we start the fourth quarter of play. So the two-time defending state champions here in Class B trailing as we head into the fourth and final quarter. South Sioux has the opening possession. Gasell drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound, battle for it. It's taken down by Scott's Bluff. Zachary Clemens gets the rebound. Here come the Bearcats back the other way. Haddon powering his way to the goal, and he's fouling the play. Michael Haddon. He'll go to the free throw line now for Scott's Bluff. He was fouling the play there. So Haddon to the stripe. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 3 out of 3 from the stripe so far this afternoon. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Michael Haddon's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. Scott's Bluff, after three quarters, 17 out of 35 from the field, 48.6%. South Sioux City, 10 out of 36 for 27%. South Sioux, 2 out of 14 on three-pointers. That is only 14%. Scott's Bluff is now 7 out of 16 for 44%. Second free throw is good. Scott's Bluff now with a 16-point lead. There's a long-range zipper for three. That's going to be no good by Groth. Rebound Gasell. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled out here in three-point territory. Gasell is knocked down out there beyond the arc by Richard Williams of Scott's Bluff. That's a third personal foul on Williams. And now Mike Gasell goes to the free throw line here for South Sioux, averaging 24.8 points per ball game. He's got 10 points. He did not score in the first quarter, did not score in the third. And his free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So the Division I recruit, Mike Gasell, did not score in period 1, did not score in period 3, had 10 in the second quarter. The second shot is up there. It's going to be good. And he gets another one because he was fouled out here in three-point territory. So Mike Gasell, again, will go to the free throw line here His shot is up there, and that one is good. So he hits two out of three from the free throw line, and it's now a 47-33 ball game, a 14-point lead. For the Scotts Bluff Bearcats, down the near sideline, Eric Marino down in the corner to Haddon. Michael Haddon behind the screen here on the right side of the wing. Gives the ball away now to Eric Marino. Out between the rings now to Matthew Klein. Klein moves it over on the wing to Richard Williams. Williams out to Zachary Clemens. The Cardinals in a man-to-man defense here as they try to battle back. They're trailing in the ballgame by 14, 47-33 with 6:55 to play. Here's Klein, 4-3. His shot is way off of the mark, no good. Rebounded in the lane there by Haddon. Haddon takes it to the left side of the lane. Back outside, a three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Williams. And the rebound comes down here to a Nathan Rogers of South Sioux. They run her back the other way to a Gasell. Gasell powers the ball down on the baseline. Picked up there by Richard Williams. Down in the corner now. Gasell gets rid of it. Down the far sideline to a Groth. Groth dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Gasell. Gasell, right side of the lane. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Scott's Bluff. Rebounded there by Zachary Clemens. Long pass ahead. They get it to Haddon. Haddon goes for the goal. Shot good. Michael Haddon now with 15 points in the ballgame. Scott's Bluff leading by the score of 49-33. Down in the corner is Sky Aldridge. He had attacked down there by Matthew Klein. His pass to Groth on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But we've got a two to the whistle and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Klein of Scott's Bluff. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bearcats. The Cardinals have only two team fouls here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Austin Groth. Groth is going to be a pitcher next year, you understand, at Creighton University. Groth has got 6 points here in this ballgame. His shot is up there, and it's going to be good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Groth will have another one. He's averaging 18.7 points per ballgame. He has gotten at least 7 points here in this one today. Austin Groth will have another shot. We're down to 6 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in this Class B state championship ball game, the third game of 6 here today on ESPN Radio. Next shot is up there is good by Austin Groth. The next championship game, Class C2, Ravenna against Lutheran High Northeast. That one begins at 4:30. Here's a steal in backcourt now by Gasell. He tries to pass the ball down to the baseline to Rogers, and the ball is deflected here, and it's picked up by Scott's Bluff. So the team's turned. Trade turnovers here. Now we got a foul call in backcourt. No, but timeout. Got a timeout call from the Bearcats as they were having problems running the ball up the floor here. We have 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break for the score. Scott Bluff 49, South Sioux City 35.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
All right, back here at the Sports Center in Lincoln, Class B State Championship. Scott's Bluff with a lead, 49-35. Scott's Bluff with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Haddon driving the ball toward the goal. Scoop shot is up there and in. Nice play there by Michael Haddon for Scott's Bluff. He's got 17 points in the ballgame. 51-35, Scott's Bluff with the lead. Driving the baseline, going up for the shot is Austin Groth, and he's fouled in a play. Groth took off in the deep left corner, drove it toward the goal, and he is fouled in a play here by Richard Williams of Scott's Bluff. That's the fourth foul on Richard Williams. Team foul number 9 on Scott's Bluff here in the second half. Groth back to the free throw line here for South Sioux. His shot is up there and the shot good. But Groth is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line this afternoon. He's got 9 points. Coming up, we've got Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast in the Class C2 state championship game at 4:30. Class A goes at 6:30 tonight with Omaha South against Omaha Central. Class D2, Giltner against Howells at 8:30. Here comes the next shot by Groth that's up there and in. So Groth hits a couple of free throws. It's now 51-37. South Sioux down by 14 here. Wisconsin left with the ball back to their offensive zone. Clemens gets it out here to Haddon. Now to Clemens. Drives. His shot is up there and in. Zachary Clemens takes the ball to goal. And now Scott Bluff wants to call another timeout. 5 minutes and 16 seconds to play now in this Class B title game. Scott Bluff with a 16-point lead over South Sioux City. We'll take a break with the score. Scott Bluff 53, South Sioux City 37. You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Our state tournament coverage from Lincoln today brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River, and by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. Scott Bluff using a 25-7 run in the third quarter. They knocked down 5 three-pointers in the third quarter alone. They get out to a 14-point lead after three. The Bearcats have now extended that lead to 16 points here in the fourth quarter at 53-37. But, boy, South Sioux City, they're a powerful team offensively, so your lead is never comfortable. There's a Gasell as he drives the ball right to the basket and scores. He's got 14 in the ball game now for South Sioux. 53-39 is the score. We have 5 minutes to go here in this championship ball game. Here's Zachary Clemens with the ball. Clemens dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes over there on the far side. Now moves it down in the corner. Driving the baseline, shooting and scoring is Eric Marino. Eric Marino scores here. He's now got 14 in the ball game. It's 55-39. Scott Bluff continues to match the Cardinals shot for shot. There's a three-pointer put up there and in, and he's fouling a play. Boy, you can't make a mistake like that. And gives South Sioux any extra chances here as Austin Groth knocks down a three-pointer. He's now got 13, and now he goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Austin Groth, a chance at a four-point play, actually. It's a three-point shot. Now he'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a four-point play, so a mistake there on Scott's Bluff. Shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. He's now got 14 in the ballgame, 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. And now it's a 55-43 ball game. Eric Marino picks up the personal foul there for Scott's Bluff. That's going to be his second, the team's 10th. So Scott Bluff plays things in. Still a 12-point lead for the Bearcats as they work with the ball here in backcourt. Eric Marino brings it into the offensive zone. Marino gives the ball away to Clemens. Zachary Clemens moves it down in the corner to Richard Williams. Now dribbles out here back into the three-point territory at the center of the floor. Dribbles down the lane. Tries to dish the ball away, and a foul is going to be called. Richard Williams trying to drive the ball down the paint there for Scott Bluff. Try to dish off at the last second, and he is fouled in a play. That's only going to be the third team foul on South Sioux City. So they've got some fouls to waste here. And it's going to be Scott's Bluff playing the ball in. So 55-43 is the score. It's a 12-point lead for Scott's Bluff. Richard Williams with the ball after Klein out here in three-point territory. Moves it over in the wing, the left side. That's Michael Haddon with the ball. Haddon holds it. Out to a Zachary Clemens, back out here to a Matthew Klein. Klein comes to the near side, nearly tipped away, but Scott's Bluff maintains control of the ball. Gasell nearly got his hands on it there for South Sioux. Now Scott's Bluff maybe running some time here. We're under 4 minutes to play, and Scott's Bluff has got a 12-point lead, 55-43. They're just playing keep away here from South Sioux. There's a shot down underneath, and a shot up and in. Zachary Clemens got loose, they got in the ball, and Clemens put it down through the hole. 57-43, Scott Bluff with a 14-point lead. Mike Gasell with the ball, his shot. Long-range jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Clemens. Allen pass to Williams. Williams hit on the play, no foul called. Williams gets the ball in the hands of Klein. Back to Williams. Williams drives the ball to the inside the free throw circle and then comes back out near the 10-second line. We're down to 3:16 to play here in the fourth quarter. Gasell goes for the steal. Williams gets loose, sends it down in the corner to Michael Haddon. Haddon dribbling on the ball. Stops here. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Richard Williams. They're playing keep away again from South Sioux. They work the ball inside to Haddon. Back outside. Clemens for three. Shot no good. Rebound Clemens. Has the ball tipped loose. It's loose here on the near sideline. And now we got a jump ball called here. Gasell wanted a timeout. He didn't get it. Three players hit the deck here right in front of us, and a jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Bearcats. So Scott's Bluff will play things in right in front of us. Eric Marino will key things in for the Bearcats. We got 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Scott's Bluff is out on top of South Sioux City by the score of 57-43. Scott's Bluff trying to win their first state championship since they won the AA state title in 1955. They won state titles in 1941, 1952, and 1955. They finished runner-up in 1945 and in 1950. It's been a long time since Scott's Bluff has brought home any hardware here from the state tournament, albeit this is the 35th appearance for Scott's Bluff in the state tournament. Inbound pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Moore. That's the 12th turnover on Scott's Bluff. Here's Gassell driving for the basket. A shot good. Mike Gassell scores here for South Sioux City. He's now got 16 in the ballgame. His points coming in the second and fourth quarters. He was shut out in the first and shut out in the third. 57-45, and now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Nathan Rogers. Rogers picks up his first. That's only the fourth team foul now in South Sioux City here in the second half of play. So they still got a couple of the waste here. Down the stretch, we're down to 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. And Scott's Bluff will key things in. There's a Matthew Klein with the ball. Klein goes to Williams. He drives it down the lane. Dishes off and right through the fingertips of Zachary Clemens out of bounds. Turnover number 13 now on Scott's Bluff here in the ball game. And now South Sioux City comes back with the basketball. 2:29 to play. Gasell has got it down the right sideline. The Bearcats still have a 12-point lead at 57-45. Here's Gassell. Goes up for the shot. It's partially deflected. It's brought down by Scott's Bluff, and now it goes out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to they're going to give the ball to the Bearcats. They're going to give the ball to a Scott's Bluff, so it was lost out of the hands of Gassell and not tipped there by Scott's Bluff. So it's going to be the Bearcats bringing the ball back the other way. Michael Haddon has got it, gets around Gassell. Haddon now on the attack as he runs it into the forecourt. Nearly travels with the ball on the wing as he stops. He gets it in the hands of Matthew Klein after Richard Williams. We're nearing the two-minute mark. Here's a steal now, a steal by Groth as he drives the ball. His shot is up there and in. Austin Groth gets the steal. Turnover number 14 on Scott Bluff, and now we get a timeout here from South Sioux. Austin Groth gets the steal and the field goal for South Sioux City. He's now got 16 points in the ballgame, 11 of those coming here in the second half of play. We've got a timeout, South Sioux. We're down to a 10-point ballgame. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play. It's now Scott Bluff 57, South Sioux City 47.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
All right, back here at the Class B State Championship ball game, the third game of six here today. Winning state championships earlier, Boys Town in Class C1, O'Neill St. Mary's in Class D1. It's 57-47. Scott's Bluff with a 10-point lead, trying to upset top-seeded South Sioux here this afternoon to take home hardware for the first time in 57 years. There's the ball tipped away again. Gassell has got the ball. Another turnover on Scott's Bluff. Gassell goes for the basket. Shot no good. Ball tapped around. Gassell has it back. Gassell is up there and in. Gassell gets the field goal. 15 turnovers now in Scott's Bluff. It's an 8-point ball game at 57-49. South Sioux on the attack here defensively. Matthew Klein has got it. Scott's Bluff has got to weather the storm to pick up the state title here today. The ball poked away. Picked up now by Zachary Clemens. Out to Klein, down to Richard Williams. Down in the corner, driving is Marino. Dishes off in the paint. Clemens goes up with a shot. No good, but he's fouling the play. South Sioux City has turned up the heat now defensively, trying to force some turnovers. They need the ball. They're down by, 57-49, an 8-point margin now for Scott's Bluff. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Clemens. He's got two shots coming up. He's got 9 points in the ball game. One out of two from the line. Shot is up there, no good. Zachary Clemens will have one more here for Scott's Bluff with 1 minute, 23 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Next shot by Clemens is up there, and the shot in and out, no good, and the rebound comes down to South Sioux City. Costello's got the ball running back the other way for the Cardinals. Takes it down on the baseline. Forces up a shot. No good. Costello knocked down. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Scott's bluff. Here's Matthew Klein. Long pass ahead. Grabbing the ball. Shooting out. Clemens, a shot. No good. He's fouling the play. Clemens again. We'll go back to the free throw line here for Scott's bluff. So Zachary Clemens will toe the mark again here for the Bearcats. We're down to a minute and 9 seconds to play now in this Class B state championship game. Clemens will have two more free throws here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Clemens to the line, looks up there for the Cats. His shot is up, and it's going to be no good. He misses three in a row. Clemens will have another one. As he takes some time here, Zachary Clemens looks up there, takes a deep breath. Shot is up. Good. 57-49 is the score now. It should be 58. There they click it up there. 58-49. Here's Gassell running back the other way. His shot good, and he's fouled. Mike Gassell driving for the hole there for South Sioux City. He gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play. Mike Gassell scoring there. He's now got 20 points in the ballgame. Personal foul went on Michael Haddon. That's going to be his fourth foul. And Mike Gassell to the free throw line now. He is 4 out of 5 from the stripe today. They're trying to make this a three-point play, and all of a sudden it's a 58-51 ball game in favor of Scott's Bluff. Shot is up there good. So another game is going to the wire here today. We've had three great ball games thus far, 58-52, South Sioux City. Attacking here in backcourt, Scott's Bluff brings it down the far sideline. Matthew Klein gets it out here. Now we got a foul called. They get it in the hands of Michael Haddon. He's going to be fouled in the play. And now Haddon goes to the free throw line. Scott's Bluff led 45-31 after three quarters. They had a 45-31 lead, a 14-point advantage, led by as many as 16 in this ballgame. Now Michael Haddon hits a free throw here. He's now 6 of 6 from the line. And Scott's Bluff has a 59-52 advantage. So South Sioux has kept the lead down to 6 here in the fourth quarter. Now it's back up to 7. Haddon's next free throw is up there. It's around the rim and down. 60-52. 50 seconds to play. Here's Gassell with the ball. His shot for 3 is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Matthew Klein. Being attacked down here by the South Sioux defense. There's a pass. They get to Richard Williams into the forecourt. Underneath the basket. It's not up and in. Zachary Clemens scores. They break the pressure back there. Clemens gets the field goal. It's a 10-point lead. 62-52. Gassell driving to the hole. His shot good. Mike Gassell scoring there for South Sioux. He's now got 23. We've got a timeout. Scott Bluff trying to weather the storm here this afternoon. They've got an 8-point lead. We've got a timeout. 28.8 seconds to play in the Class B state championship ball game. It's Scott Bluff 62, South Sioux City 54.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop where we take the dent out of accident.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
All right, back here at the Sports Center, 28.8 seconds to play in the Class B state championship ball game. Scott's Bluff with the lead, 62-54. Down the far sideline, Matthew Klein is going to be fouled in the play. So South Sioux going into the fouling mode now. That's going to be their 18th foul in the second half. This will be a 1-1 situation. Scott's Bluff leading by the score of 62-54 over South Sioux City. Scott's Bluff led 45-31 coming into this fourth and final quarter. Matthew Klein to the free throw line. He has not been there today. 6 points in the ballgame. 1-1. Matthew Klein looks up there. Shot good. The Scotts Bluff can hit some free throws down the stretch here. They should be able to survive the run here by South Sioux City in the fourth quarter. 63-54 now. Scotts Bluff has got the lead. Next shot is up there. Good. 64-54. 27 seconds to play. Down the far sideline, Gasell. He's going to drive it to the goal. The shot is up there. Good. It's been all Mike Gasell here in the past couple of possessions. He just takes the ball and takes off with a hole. He scores there. He's now got 25 in the ballgame. He has scored all 25 points in two quarters. Again, he did not score in the first or the third. He scored 25 in the second and fourth quarters combined, and we're not done yet. Timeout, 21.4 seconds to play here in quarter number four. It's now Scotts Bluff 64, South Sioux City 56.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Our state tournament coverage on ESPN Radio brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your channel seed dealer in Hildreth, and also by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. Scotts Bluff plays things in. 64-56 is the score. Now we're going to have another foul here in backcourt. They get the ball in to Michael Haddon, and he goes to the free throw line again for Scotts Bluff. Tell you what, there's probably better people to foul out there than Michael Haddon. He is 7-for-7 from the free throw line so far today. 19.7 seconds to play. South Sioux City trying to win their third straight state championship here this afternoon. Scotts Bluff trying to bring the hardware home for the first time in a long, long time. Here's a free throw by Haddon. It's up there. It's around the rim. It dances off of there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to South Sioux. Here's Gasell with the ball. Takes it into the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots, and it spins down through the hole. Gasell gets the field goal to go down. He's now got 27. We're down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They play it into Haddon, and he's fouling the play. 64-58 is the score. Now we're going to have some free throws coming up. Scotts Bluff going to start to celebrate now. Michael Haddon will go back to the free throw line here for the Bearcats and Scotts Bluff. Michael Haddon will have two shots here. That's the 10th team foul in South Sioux City. Scotts Bluff came in with a number 3 seed here today as they're facing a team from South Sioux City who is the overwhelming favorite to win this thing. Haddon misses his free throw. He'll have one more shot here as he eyes the bucket, lets it fly. The shot is up there. It's off of the right side. It is no good. Rebound comes down to South Sioux. There's a shot from half court. Good. Mike Gasell throws one home from half court. It's not going to make any difference. And for the first time in 57 years, the Scotts Bluff Bearcats have won a state championship in boys high school basketball. What a ball game. Gasell throwing one up from half court at the buzzer. It doesn't make any difference. That gives Scotts Bluff a 3-point advantage at the final gun. Scotts Bluff wins the Class B state championship here this afternoon by 3 points over South Sioux City, the two-time defending state champions in Class B. Final score, Scotts Bluff 64 and South Sioux City 61. You're listening to High School Basketball Today on ESPN Radio.
It's GMC Truck Month at your GMC dealer in Kearney, Killian Motors. Come check out the 2012 GMC Sierra. No other 400 horsepower plus V8 truck can match its fuel economy. Or take a look at the 2012 Denali with its signature honeycomb front grille, 20-inch chrome wheels, and Bose CenterPoint surround sound system. It's awesome. GMC Truck Month is on at Killian Motors, 8th and Central Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Scott's Bluff knocks off South Sioux City to win the Class B State Championship today. Final score of 64-61. Our postgame show today is brought to you by Misco Sports. Misco's has served Kearney in the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and now will continue to do so for many more. Even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, you can contact Misco Sports at their main office. Number to call is 308-728-5261. So the Scotts Bluff Bearcats, for the first time in 57 years, wins the Class B State High School Basketball Championship as they knock out South Sioux City today by a score of 64-61. Been a long, long time. Scotts Bluff winning the Class A state title in 1941. They won the Class A state title in 1952. The old Double A state championship in 1955. Runner-up in 1945 and runner-up in 1950 in Class A. But here in 2012, Scotts Bluff surprises South Sioux City, a team that was trying to three-peat here this year. And Scotts Bluff wins it by a score of 64-61. Scotts Bluff jumped out to an 8-2 lead here in this basketball game. It was 8-4 at the end of the first quarter. Scotts Bluff then trailed at halftime. South Sioux outscores the Bearcats 21-12 in the second quarter. South Sioux went out on top by a score of 24-20 at halftime. Then Scotts Bluff uses five three-pointers in the third quarter alone. They outscore South Sioux in the decisive third period, 25-7. They had a 45-31 lead going into the fourth quarter. South Sioux chipped away. They had it down to 6 points at one point, 58-52. But it was the Scotts Bluff surviving the storm this afternoon. The Bearcats win the state championship with a three-point victory over South Sioux City, winning by a score of 64-61. We'll check the scoring here in the ball game in the Misco Sports postgame show. Mike Gasell led the way for South Sioux City, scores 30 points in the ball game. Although he scored all 30 points in the second and fourth quarters, he did not score in the first and the third quarters. Mike Gasell, 30 points as he wraps up his career at the South Sioux City. Now he'll move on to the University of Iowa. Gasell today was 12 out of 25 from the field, 1 out of 4 on three-pointers, 5 out of 6 from the free-throw line. He also grabbed 9 rebounds, scores 30 points, had 3 assists, 1 block shot, and 4 steals, and he played all 32 minutes for South Sioux City in the ball game today as he scores 30 to lead the Cardinals in scoring this afternoon. Austin Grote will be a pitcher at the Creighton University next year. He scores 16 points, including 11 in the second half of play. Grote was 4 out of 14 from the field today, 2 out of 9 on three-pointers, and hit 6 out of 7 from the free-throw line. 16 points, had 1 rebound, and 4 steals in the ball game. So Grote finishes with 16 points, and then Nathan Rogers, he had 10 points in the ball game. Rogers connected on 1 3-pointer. He had 3 2-point field goals, scores 10 points, and grabs 6 rebounds here for South Sioux City. So Gasell had 30, Grote had 16, Rogers had 10. Other scorers, Sky Aldridge had 4 points, all on free throws today. Taylor Jensen, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He had 1 point. Meanwhile, for Scotts Bluff, they were led today by Michael Haddon as he scores 19 points in the ball game. Haddon knocks down 6 2-point field goals, and he was 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Eric Marino, he had 14 points in the ball game today. Marino knocks down 4 3-pointers. He had a 2-point field goal, also had 7 rebounds, and he scores 14 points. He had 1 assist and also a couple of steals in the ball game for Scotts Bluff. Also scoring in double figures was Zachary Clemens. Clemens had 5 field goals, and he was 2 out of 6 in the free throw line for his 12. The other scorers, Richard Williams, he had a role today. He had 3 3-point field goals in this ball game for his 9 points. Matthew Klein had a couple of field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6. And Isaiah Castellaw had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Scotts Bluff wins it here today over South Sioux City by the score of 64-61. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN Radio.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
I'm back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Scotts Bluff wins the Class B state championship today, 64-61 over South Sioux City. Shooting numbers enter the ballgame. Scotts Bluff ended up shooting 52% from the field today. They were 23 out of 44. South Sioux City, 20 out of 55 for 36%. Scotts Bluff was 7 out of 19 on three-pointers for 36%. They were 5 out of 9 after halftime on three-pointers for 55%. They hit 7 out of 19 for the ballgame, 36.8%. Meanwhile, South Sioux was just 4 out of 19 on three-pointers for 21%. Free throws, Scotts Bluff 11 out of 18 for 61%. South Sioux 17 out of 23 for 73%. Rebounds, Scotts Bluff out-rebounded in the ballgame today by South Sioux, 33-27, including 15-6 on the offensive end. Turnovers, Scotts Bluff with 15 today. South Sioux had only 8. Scotts Bluff came up with 3 block shots and 4 steals. South Sioux City had 2 block shots and 11 steals. South Sioux City dropping this one to Scotts Bluff in the Class B state championship ballgame today by a score of 64-61. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, bringing up to date on the tournament action so far. 3 state championship games have been decided. In Class C1 earlier today, Boys Town beat Wahoo. Boys Town wins the state championship for the 7th time. Boys Town beats Wahoo 58-55. Class D1, it was O'Neill St. Mary's winning their first state championship today. They complete a 28-0 season. They beat Pawnee City by a score of 56-54. And now Scotts Bluff wins in Class B. They beat South Sioux by a score of 64-61. Coming up here on ESPN Radio, we've got 3 more state championship games for you. We've got Ravenna playing Lutheran High Northeast in the Class C2 state championship game. That game will go at 4:30 today. You can catch that one here on ESPN Radio and also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. That will be at 4:30. That'll be followed up by the Class A state championship game here on ESPN Radio between Omaha Central and Omaha South. And then tonight at 8:30, you can catch the Giltner-Howells game in Class D2. That'll be here on ESPN Radio in addition to the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So we got a little break here. We got come back at about 4:20 or so, the pregame show with Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast. Doug Duda will have that game for you here on ESPN Radio. So 3 championships decided, 3 games yet to go. We'll have all the action here on ESPN. That'll do it from Lincoln. For ESPN Radio, I'm Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Athletes come.